Welcome to the Shiny Brightly Show. I'm Howard Brown, author, speaker, Silicon Valley entrepreneur, international peacemaker, and yes, a two-time stage four cancer patient survivor and advocate. Each episode will take you from resilience to hope and a whole lot more, because shining brightly does make the world a better place. Be prepared to be inspired.
Hello, it's Howard Brown. It's the Shining Brightly Show. We are going to shine so amazingly brightly. I've just been recently introduced to Patty Johnson. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm excellent. I'm very happy to be here, Howard.
Wait till you hear her story. Oh my God. She is just got the most amazing story. And she comes all the way from Colombia, now living in the US. Let me tell you a little bit more about Patty. She is an international leadership coach, trainer, and speaker, and she has the passion for helping people. Well, that's why you're on my show, because we all talk about lifting up others, of course. You've helped so many people, and your specialty is procrastination. And people actually don't realize that procrastination is basically the root of how things don't get done, right? And
absolutely.
So you figured out an amazing course to help get people more productive and more positive and get things done in life. And that's so important. So I'm just so excited to hear from you and share with my audience your amazing story. So, but first, tell my audience something we may not know about you that's, you don't always share with people.
Well, people hear that I'm an international leadership speaker, and then I go all around the world. I actually I'm from Colombia originally, but I live about 3 or 4 months of my year in the U.S., and then I travel the whole world the rest of the year. So people generally say, oh my goodness, Patty, your life is so glamorous. It's so amazing. And yes, it is amazing, but what they don't know is I was born a procrastinator. Like, people see like the picture of now. The reality is my favorite word used to be mañana. Oh, I'll do it tomorrow, next week, or next year for sure. Next year is my year. So it was not always this rosy. It took me a long, long time to get to where I am today. And that's why I'm so passionate about sharing my story, because I started really, really rough back then.
Well, so right, you have the lived experience. So, all right, let's dig in then. Let's go in and talk about your story growing up in Colombia, and kind of, the history, tell us about where you came from and what happened then.
Yeah, so I was born in Colombia, and my parents are absolutely amazing. They're very disciplined, very clean, always on time. And I have a sister, and my sister, she thinks she's perfect, but she's not perfect, Howard. She's almost perfect. In reality, I was like the opposite. My room was like a mess. It seemed like a tornado had gone through every single day. I would do my homework at the last minute, but I would forget it the next day. I would not be on time on my appointment. So my dad, my parents, but especially my dad, used to say, oh my goodness, Patty, you're such a mess. I don't know what's going to be your future. I really hope you get a good husband someday, because I don't see how you're going to make it in life. And I remember hearing this in a dinner table, and I was just crushed. I grew up thinking there was something really, really wrong with me. And on top of it all, I got pregnant when I was a teenager. So my Colombian parents almost had a heart attack, and they were like, Patty, now for real, you ruined your life. So I came to the U.S. as a single mom. My son was 3 years old at the time, and I felt tired. I was like, I feel stuck. I know I have a very high God-given potential, and I just feel like I was like on 40% of my potential. Like, I do, but I don't get results. I was working long hours. I was getting underpaid. And I just felt tire. And I thought, you know what, there has to be something that I can fix. So I decided to study psychology just to fix myself. And I discovered that procrastination is not linked to lack of time. We all have time, but procrastination is directly linked to emotions. Procrastination is directly linked to emotions. So when you're afraid, you don't do things. When you feel overwhelmed, you paralyze. I was anxious, I was angry at many people that said the wrong things to me. I was angry at myself because I knew exactly what to do and I was still not doing it. And it's been proven that procrastination is the biggest enemy of success. Procrastination is the biggest enemy of success. So I decided to study and I created a system that helped me overcome procrastination, negative emotions through emotional intelligence. And so I took 30 days to work on myself. And after the 30 days, oh my goodness, Howard, I felt strong. I'm like, okay, I can make this happen. So I decided to open my own business. I had some savings, and somebody said, oh, so and so is selling a business for $2,000. I'm like, oh, I have $2,000. So I opened my own business and I was able to sell it 18 months later. I bought it for $2,000 and I sold it for $500,000. Just a
Wow.
year and a half later, I couldn't believe it. I've never seen that much money altogether. A single mom from Colombia. I had little money. My background is not from wealth. So I didn't, you know, I had to beg for my dad to give me new shoes every year. So I just couldn't believe I had all this money. And I
Wow.
discovered, by the way, that I had ADD, attention deficit disorder, and mild dyslexia. So I had everything against me. And I sold this business for a lot of money.
Wait, I
So,
want to tell you, Patty. So
yes.
that's so impressive because, you know, my book and my story is about that we all get knocked down in life and in
Yeah.
business and
Yes.
especially in relationships, right? And we have to find a way to pick ourselves up again. And it
Yeah.
took you a while. It just it
Yes.
didn't happen overnight. It took you a while. And you also got pregnant as a young teenager. You came to this US really with nothing and you
Nothing.
built it back up. So all I can say is that that is so inspirational because it can be done and you
Thank
are
you.
living proof that it can be done. I am living proof that it can be done. And so it's amazing. And so you sold that business and I think you went into real estate after.
Yes, yeah, so I sold that business and then I became a real estate agent. I started investing in real estate. And my broker back then said, oh, Patty, there are 44,000 realtors in Tampa alone. It's going to take you a long time to sell a house or two. I'm like, okay. I didn't tell him this, but I'm like, I have a system that's helping me make the stuff get done. So on my first year, out of the 44,000 realtors, out of the 44,000, I got ranked number 10. I couldn't believe when I got a message saying, congratulations. I'm like, wow, my system works. So I opened up my own real estate firm because a lot of people were just like, please, I want to be part of your team. And it was then I sold my business, my second business, for even more money than the first one. After 2 years, I sold it for a lot of money.
Well, you are a procrastinator to now go-getter,
Yes,
right? And
yes,
then you followed your system, and then you wanted to share it with others. So before we do that, I there's got to you. I think there's different types of procrastinators. Go through and tell us the different types of procrastinators.
yes. Yeah, it's very interesting, Howard, because people think that procrastination is laziness, right? It's like,
Right.
oh, well, people are like, you just don't know what to do, or you're just lazy, which is absolutely not true. Actually, procrastination looks very different to many people. And there are five types of procrastination. So if you're listening, if you're one of them, you know there's a solution for each one of them. So the first one is perfectionist. Oh, I'm not gonna do it until it's perfect, until it's good enough. So perfectionism is a big blockage because you don't take action because you're afraid of how it's going to look, afraid of failure, afraid of judgment from others. So that's the first style,
Okay.
perfectionism. The second one, daredevils. Oh my goodness, I was the queen of the daredevils. So a daredevil is the person that has 1 month to complete a project. And when do they do it?
The last day.
The night before, of course. And then you're like rushing it, and the computer breaks, and the car breaks. I mean, it's very stressful. And I used to be that. So that's the second type, the daredevils. The third ones, oh, the chickens. And I love the chickens. I'm going to tell you why. Because the chickens are the doers. They do all day. They're busy. And they come to me and they're like, Patty, I'm definitely not a procrastinator. Can't you see? I'm doing a lot during my day. But the problem is the chickens are busy, but not productive. Busy, but not productive. So, yes, they do a lot during the day, but they don't know how to prioritize. So basically, they keep themselves busy with the easy tasks just to avoid the ones that are actually crucial. So, oh, that's the third one. And by the way, I was a combination of all of them. The fourth one is the ostrich. The ostrich is the avoidant, the dreamer. Oh my goodness, the ostrich is a millionaire in their mind, but they don't take action because they're afraid of taking risks and afraid of failure. So the ostrich lives in a bubble. Nice life, but no action.
Right, ostrich puts their head in the sand, right?
Absolutely.
And
Like
they don't want to
I
face reality.
said, everything's good. Everything's good when everything's crumbling down. So that's the fourth one.
All right.
And the fifth one is the self-saboteur. The self-saboteur. So the self-saboteur is the one that knows exactly what to do and either don't do it or they do the opposite. They don't do it or they do the opposite. And this is very frustrating because you're your worst enemy. You are the one blocking your own success. So there's actually a way to find out what type of procrastinator you are. We're gonna do something special for your audience today.
Okay.
And then there's a way to fix it through emotional intelligence and neuroscience, which is learning to command your own brain.
We're going to get there. I like that. So, a couple of you've helped a lot of people. Are there any examples, a couple of examples of standout things that you've taken and helped people you could share?
Yeah, I've seen it all. I was the worst of the worst. So what I tell people, anyone listening, is I'm no better than you. I'm no better than anyone, and I was able to make it. So there's hope. And I get a lot of solopreneurs, business owners, coaches, people that have a lot on their plate, right? When you're an employee, you're like, you go to 8 to 5 or 9 to 5 or whatever. When you have your own business, you are everything. You're the sales manager, you're the CEO, you have to do it all. And it can get very overwhelming because it's all that plus home plus you. So I get a lot of people that either they have a job, but they're trying to open their own business, or they already have their own business and they're not making the money they want to make. They feel that at home they're not being productive. The house is full of projects that have not been done. And I don't know you, but when you're a giver, when you have a heart to give, and I know you do, then you start giving everything to everyone else, and you all of a sudden go back last on your list. So I get a lot of good parents, a lot of good moms, single parents, because I was one where you give, and at the end you're drained because you didn't put yourself first. So I get a lot of solopreneurs, business owners, a lot of moms, a lot of dreamers, a lot of people that are like, I don't like my job, Patty, and I have this great idea. I have a business idea and it's been there forever. So it is important when you have that. And by the way, my oldest client was 85 years old. And
Oh,
she
geez.
came to me, it's a lovely lady, and she's like, I've always wanted to have a photography business. And she's like, and I don't want to die without making it happen. So she took my course. In 30 days, she launched it. And now she makes really good money with that. So it's never too late. If you have a dream, if you have something in your heart, and you feel overwhelmed and you have lots on your plate, that's a good time for you to I actually want help.
It's amazing because the word you said to lead off telling that example was that you give people hope. The last chapter of my book is sharing hope. And the
Yes.
fact that you do that is really an incredible thing. It's a great quality to be able to, because I actually say I lead a resilient life with hope. And hope is the
Yes.
fuel that gets you there.
Oh.
And you give people that fuel. And so I
Yes.
love that. And even an 85-year-old woman that wanted to pursue her dreams of
Yeah.
photography, she just sometimes you need a little nudge, a little push. And
Yeah.
so
We all do.
we absolutely do, and it's really important. And you've been all over the world, and unfortunately, procrastination it's anyone, right? It doesn't have any real particular type, but we all get bogged down. Right,
Yeah.
we all do, and again, from people that are giving, people that are overly ambitious, we all do. We take on too much, and then nothing gets done. And
Yeah.
so, oh, this is incredible. Any other examples you want to share? 85-year-old, any real success? What's a cool success story?
My goodness. So I got one of my ladies. Well, I have so many, but there
I
was a
bet.
lady that came to me. She's a CPA. And she's like, Patty, I'm about to close my business. I don't have many clients. And I don't know why, but I'm really good. And I just don't know what my strategy is. Something's not working. And it happens that when you feel bad about yourself, that is a reflection on everything around you. Like your house doesn't look good. The number of clients you have are not a reflection of, it's a reflection of how we feel. So we basically worked on herself and her mindset, how she saw herself back then. And we worked on increasing her emotional intelligence. And she finished the course 30 days after, and then she calls me 10 months later, and she's like, Patty, look at my sales. She grew her business 600%. I'm like, is that a typo? Is that a 60% increase on sales? And she's like, Patty, it's 600. So it's a beautiful story. You can actually increase your sales. You can actually have her, and I have people that come to me and like, I want to work on my health. I'm overweight. I haven't been. Actually, I have one client right now. She texts me every single day her tennis shoes by the park because she's walking every single day after she drops her kids off. So it's a beautiful story
Oh,
of
she sends you her steps. She's taking.
every single step
Oh.
is her single day, and then she thought she's very over her. Wait right now, but now there's hope. She's making it happen
I
every single
love it.
day.
I love it. Making the goals. And it's important. So give me your definition of emotional intelligence. People hear the buzzword, but how do you define emotional intelligence?
Yeah, so actually we've been lied before. We were told if you have a very high IQ in intelligence quotient, then you're gonna make it in life, but that's not true. It's been proven actually success comes 85% from EQ, emotional intelligence. And emotional intelligence is divided in four quadrants. The first one is awareness of emotions. Awareness of emotions. And most of us are like, oh, I'm happy, I'm tired, I'm exhausted. But there's actually hundreds of emotions that we experience during only one day. We go up and down. So it's very important. That's point number one, to be aware of your emotions. Point number two, to learn how to regulate those emotions. Only once you are aware of your emotions, you can regulate them. My days used to go up and down, happy, not happy, disappointed, happy again. And it's very important to learn how to regulate so that your days have control. That your emotions are not controlling you, but that you are controlling your emotions. So that is the self part. And there's a social part in it to understand other people's emotions. Very important when you're in sales, very important when you're in business. Well, in relationships, obviously at home, it's very important to be aware of other people's emotions. And you cannot control anyone. Oh my goodness, I discovered that after many years of trying. So you cannot control anyone else's emotions, but you're able to not only be aware, but to learn how to respond to those emotions. So that's emotional intelligence on your side, and to be able to relate to others on the emotional side.
I don't know about you, but everyone, Betty just taught a little master class, so this is awesome. Well, we're at that time of the show where I'm going to ask you to put on your sunglasses, okay? So this is where we do the Shining Brightly Spotlight, and I shine the spotlight on you. I want you to tell the listening audience or the viewing audience how to get a hold of you, and we'll about and then you have a free gift you want to share with them, so that's exciting. And then share some inspiration with me, and then I'll close out the show.
Lovely. So basically, I'm going to do something very special for your audience. Two special things. If you want to talk about if you're struggling with procrastination, if you want to create a plan, I will happily talk to you at no cost. You can text me. I love text messages. It's at 813 in the US, 813-789-1097. Send me a text message saying, I'm in, and I'm coming with Shinely Brightly with from Howard's podcast, so that I know it's from you. At 813-789-1097. My website is stopprocrastinatingtoday.com. Stopprocrastinatingtoday.com. And actually, we're gonna post a quiz because we were talking about these five types of procrastination. So if you all are curious and you want to know what your type of procrastination is, we're going to put a link below so you can just click on it and then just find out what your type is. And if you want to talk about it after, just text me at 813-789-1097. And the inspirational part, I'm going to say, we hear a lot, oh, it's good to dream. And if you dream it, you'll achieve it. And I love dreaming, obviously, but without action, dreams stay there. So what I say is action brings abundance. Action brings abundance.
Wow.
I had a dream to someday see the world. I had a dream to have my own business. I had a dream of getting unstuck, but it was only when I took action, when my life changed. So if you're ready to take action and you don't even know where to start, just send me a message.
You got to start with one step. Oh, that is so beautiful. I'll take off our glasses now, and I want to tell you, everyone should reach out to you to come and speak at their event or their corporation. Obviously, your coaching, and then certainly check out your course. So you have so much to offer, and I love that you are helping people get unstuck and moving forward in their lives or in their business. It's just truly amazing. This has been an incredible show, and I want to thank some of the people that have gotten me there. So my publishing house, Front Edge Publishing, readthespirit.com, the Amplify You is my podcast team, and they help me get through and be able to reach people in a positive manner. And of course, I can be reached at shiningbrightly.com, and there my book is all there. It's my amazing story that helps lift up others. And then I too am a speaker. Be glad to come to your nonprofit or your business and help motivate, educate, and inspire. And then this podcast is fed there and then on 24 different channels. And also, I'm very proud about my advocacy in helping the people in the cancer world, entrepreneurs with mentorship and leadership, and lastly, interfaith relations. So all stuff to come check me out. And I'm interactive, just like Patty. I'll get back to you personally, and we'll help each other out. So just remember, if we choose to shine brightly a little bit each day, like Patty does and helps others, okay, and we lift up ourselves, we use our light to lift up ourselves and then lift up others, the world will be a better place. Patty, it's been extraordinary. Thank you. I'm so grateful to have you as a guest today.
Thank you. I'm grateful for being here. Thank you so much for what you do.
Excellent. Keep shining. Thank you.
Thank you. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Shining Brightly with me, Howard Brown. Come interact with me at shiningbrightly.com. And remember, keep on shining.